Marty, very busy week this week. Want to get right to it. And a lot of this deals with the resurgence of Las Cruces economic development. We start with an area where folks really have high hopes, a new designation by the state for Las Cruces for an arts district.
Right. And when you say economic development, we're really talking about today, we're talking about mostly downtown. The you know, the historic district around Mesquite and down to Water Street and East and West. From there, February 4th, the city held a press conference, and City Councilor Cassandra Gandera announced that the New Mexico Arts Commission had announced that Las Cruces is the latest state-recognized arts and cultural district. So it's official. And this has been going on now. The process really began back in 2014, and there were a lot of efforts back then to get this into motion. So it's finally come true. And so we have a pretty big story on that.
Okay, another boost for downtown, the so-called Amador project at the so-called gateway to downtown. Some dates on that.
Yes, and this is really important because when people approach downtown from that side of downtown, it really, they need to see that there's human activity down there instead of vacant buildings. And the Amador project now, it's going to be four bars and restaurants. They're going to be called the Broken Spoke, 575, Amador, and Jax, J-A-X. Those are the restaurants / bars that are going to go in there. And there's some more details on what each of those is going to present, what they're going to serve.
All right. And opening very soon.
Yes. Later this month.
Later this month.
This will be a soft opening in February.
All right. We also have a story in about the new state education secretary who is from Las Cruces.
Karen Trujillo. She resigned from the county commission which.
After just being elected.
Yes.
But the governor will have a chance to appoint someone, I know.
Yes, and that position on the county now is vacant at the moment. But, yeah, she's the new Secretary of Public Education in New Mexico, and she she's part of what has been called the Education Dream Team. And another individual in her department, Deputy Secretary, is Tim Hand. He's a former chief of staff for Las Cruces Public Schools. So there's some Las Cruces emphasis on education, and really at the state in general. We're getting a lot of our folks up there that are playing prominent roles.
Okay. Moving to the arts section, there is an exhibit at the NMSU Art Gallery called Light Tricks, and you have a profile of the artists.
Yes, Andy Arkley and Julie Alpert, they are married, and they have they're not living in Las Cruces now. They do have some roots here, but they are now going to Tulsa for an arts scholarship, something like that. But they have this installation that is going through March 2nd at the University Art Gallery called Light Tricks, and we have an interview with them and their background and how difficult and complicated their installations were. So
interesting. Well, moving to the business section, there is a new business that will be opening in downtown Las Cruces. The hope is for some high-tech jobs. It's a startup, a video gaming company, and this is interesting because the state and the city of Las Cruces are putting in some local Economic Development Act money for this company. These are incentives.
Yes, the company is called Ganymede. I hope I pronounced that right. But the state's putting in $250,000, the city $100,000 through the LEADA that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. They say they will create as up to 51 new high-wage, quote-unquote, creative and technology jobs, and they're going to be in the old Bank of the West building on the north side, just north of the plaza down there. Mm-hmm. And so it's one thing to have another restaurant down there and everything, but this could really start bringing in maybe a flow of high-tech energy and higher wages.
Okay. Hope for that. Marty Racine is the managing editor of The Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.